at Duchenne Elementary School visiting some of the classrooms. We visited the classroom of a young girl today who won an essay contest writing about her favorite teacher. And because of that, all of the students got to meet Rampage and some of the cheerleaders.
This is a huge chance for us to really show them hard work does pay off. And when they found out that we won, I let them hear the voicemail on the phone that we won the contest, and they were just bouncing off the walls excited. They couldn't control themselves. We switch around for reading, so this is my reading and writing group. I got the email from Mrs. Sanders that there was a contest that they had to write about their favorite teacher and why. So I took the opportunity during a writing lesson, we talked about it, and we made our rough drafts, went through the writing process, and Marshonda McAllister, our winner in the class, chose me as her favorite teacher.
It made me want to write the essay because I had great teachers, but not as great as Ms. Claggett. Ms. Claggett showed me a lot of information that I didn't know. She helped me with reading. She helped me get up with other stuff, and I never knew how to write an essay. And she inspired me to write an essay, and she's a teacher I always wanted to have.
The purpose is to reward the teacher and the student for being great in the St. Louis community. We reward them by having Rampage and two cheerleaders come out. We do various activities like Rampage trivia, a Minute to Win It competition, and then give out prizes to reward them.
I've been teasing the kids all week. They were going to have me do something with Minute to Win It, so I've been practicing my arm rolls all week, and they got a kick out of that. I like to use a lot of humor in the classroom, so they were wanting me to practice, but I told them I had to wait for the big show to see if I could make it or not.
We hope that by spending time with the kids that they take away that practice and hard work really pay off, and to see that dreams do come true.
I definitely think this is something they'll remember their entire lives, and just to see Dr. McCoy here and the cheerleaders who are students from Ferguson-Florissant, that dreams are possible and you have to work hard and do a lot of hard work and practice and pay attention in class and learn those skills, and I hope this inspires someone to keep working hard.